Hello, everyone, again, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Cough in the Deep. I am your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I want to take a moment, first of all, to tell you about a brand new broadcast that we released about a month ago, and it's actually called Life Now. It's by myself and Wayne Sutton. We actually tag team as host and co-host of a show that's called Life Now, and we deal with topics that are hot topics. We deal with everyday life situations. We actually pull in to the broadcast our everyday experiences, our knowledge, our wisdom in and through life coaching. And so you will hear things on identity, you'll hear things on relationships, you'll hear heated topics, you know, that are really powerful that many people want to know more about. And so you're able to process them more and learn more through these situations. So I want to encourage you guys to tune into our broadcast called Life Now. Now, on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about the Christmas season, because first and foremost, we are into December now. We're into the Christmas season. We're looking forward here in about 3 or 4 weeks for, you know, the big day we call Christmas Day, you know, where we have the Christmas trees, the Santa Claus, and the presents. And of course, all of us as Christians know and understand it's the day that we choose to celebrate the birth of Jesus. You know, so God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And so in that season, this season we're in, we always take the time to bring a little bit more joy into the picture. We bring a little bit more giving into the picture. And through all of that, I want to talk to you just for a couple of moments on a sermon I did a couple years ago that was dealing with the birthing of Mary. Because in this season, since we choose to celebrate the birth of Jesus, let's look at the account of the situation of Jesus, and basically understanding how the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and yet basically penetrated her in the spirit realm to give her the birthing forth of the seed of the heavens of God Almighty that would cause her to begin to bring forth a child named Jesus. And this child, as we know, would grow up to be the Savior, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, understanding in our lives how the Bible says that which is first is natural, and afterwards that which is spirit. Now, what does that mean and what does it look like? It means this. It means that the Old Testament represented that of the natural. The New Testament represents that of the spirit. And yet the Bible makes it plain how God says, no man after the flesh, but known by the spirit. And the Bible makes it plain in other verses that deals with, look, man looks on the outside. God looks on the inside, the heart. I like to call the heart the holy place. I like to call the outward expression where man looks and views called the outer court, because it's where everybody can look and everybody can go and everybody can reside. But the holy place, the inward place, is where you know your true identity. It's the veiled place of the heart where just you and the Father come together. In the holy place, it's the only place where the priest could come and enter in and commune with God. And that's the place we call the heart level. And so when you look at your life, you understand that God's making it plain that everything at first was dealing with the natural. And now that we're in the New Testament, we're dealing now with the supernatural. We're dealing with the spirit. We're dealing with the inner core of the person. And we say this all the time, but we are spirits having a human experience. And so knowing that it's the inward side of the spiritual, the supernatural, of the true authentic identity of who we are as spirit. So if God looks on the inside and man looks on the outside, then let's take a look at that for a moment. So let's take Mary, for instance. When Mary was enshadowed, impregnated by the Holy Spirit, and she birthed forth a son named Jesus, then we understand the aspect of a natural Mary and how now it's a type of what we call typology or type and shadow of that we are now the Marys of today, that we are now the Marys of today that God has called us to birth forth into the earth, the very substance and the very thing of the supernatural that has impregnated us and that we're giving birth to, which means we're the Marys of today, and yet we're pregnant with purpose. We're pregnant with pursuit. We're pregnant with destiny. We're pregnant with a seed of creativity. We're pregnant with that of the Christ child, which means Jesus lives in us. So it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. But yet we're pregnant not just with Christ, but we're pregnant with the very purpose and the will of the Christ for our unique individual lives. And so each and every one of us has a destiny that is destined to come out in us, but we have to be like the woman, you know, called Mary. We have to be like the women that are pregnant, to where in their 9th month, they take care of the child for 9 months. They know how to cater to it. They know what to eat and what not to eat. Some of them need to take extra vitamins. Some of them, you know, wear flat shoes instead of high heels, you know, women do in this day and age. And so we look at that and we realize there's preparation. There's a shifting and a changing of the guard in the natural for a woman to be able to understand what it's like to be pregnant and what that entails, the responsibility it holds to be able to know how to posture herself, how to carry herself, what even to wear, because she no longer can wear the clothes of the old, because the clothes of the old would be too tight for her. Why? Because her belly is getting bigger. And so she has to be in preparation. She has to be in that place where she's shifted and metamorphosized into a new person, because this new person is the person that's pregnant. The person that she used to be was a person that was not pregnant. So, which means that everything about her shifted and changed. Everything about her is at a new place where she has to think differently, carry herself differently, eat differently, and be able to view life differently. She's even going to have different taste buds changes. And I'm going to desire this to where when I'm not pregnant, I don't want it at all. Some smells make a woman nauseated. You know, when they're pregnant, certain scents and fragrances and smells nauseate them to the place of even wanting to throw up. So you see, there's a lot of transformation. There's a lot of shifting and changing, a changing of the guard, as I call it, in a person's life when a woman's pregnant. So, and even her husband has to know how to even cater to her, because guess what? Her needs are different now. She's going to think differently. She's going to be a little bit more demanding sometimes of certain things that maybe she can't reach. She can't, you know, pick up off the floor. She can't, you know, run as fast as she did. So even the husband has to shift and change the way he is viewing her in his department of helping her, supporting her. You know, so it's basically a couple that's pregnant. So when you view all of that, you have to understand if that which is first is natural, then, which was the natural Mary 2,000 years ago, then that which is now becomes spirit. And so God looks on the inside. So what do? We need to look at how God sees things and sees us as pregnant people of destiny, creativity, imagination, pursuit, power, anointing. We have what it takes inside of us, folks, to be able to change our world. Now, a lot of Christians focus on, we're called to change the world, change the world. And we focus so much on the outward part of changing Asia, changing Europe, changing, you know, the third world countries, changing Middle East, changing people's hearts. And I would say that's great and wonderful, and we should, because it's a biblical thing. But on the other hand, though, we have to look at the very core of what makes us value, what makes us valuable, what makes us of quality. What is the essence of the treasure inside of us? And all of that can only be found when we begin to understand our identity and understand the aspect of being pregnant with purpose, that God has literally honored us by impregnating those in the body of Christ, and really those in the world as well, with substance of purpose and life and creativity. And many people go to the grave. Many people go to the grave, and they die with purpose still left inside of them, with the seed never producing, with the acorn never takes off and flourishes as an oak tree, where life for them was just survival mode. It wasn't in a place of strategies, being creative, making something of themselves, inventing something that did not previously exist, making their lives what they know it needed to be and where they wanted to see themselves in 5 years, bringing a projection of a vision where they wrote down the vision on tablets of their heart and even the natural to say, I know that life can be this. What is it I want to see? What is it I want to do? Because God says, no good thing will I withhold from those that walk uprightly, which means God's desire, God's plan, God's will, God's joy is to be able to find you, His people, at a place where they are content, they're powerful, they're living an abundance of life. And many people die just living life. But see, I don't want to die living life. God never told me He came to give me life. He said, I've come to give you an abundance of life. Every person on planet Earth right now is living. We are all truly living. But yet, I don't want to live. I want to have an abundance of life, or the Zoe kind of life, which is the God kind of life. And so people go to the grave every day, never really knowing who they are. I'll give you a great example. I know a lot of people who, whether no matter where they live, and people tend to live in areas, for example, that are not really pregnant. They tend to live in areas where it sort of suits what they're really wanting to say inside of them. Think about that way. How many of you know of people where they live in certain arenas or certain areas, geographically speaking, where there's not life, there's not a lot of productivity, not a lot of money circulating, not a lot of creative people around them? They tend to isolate themselves, whether it's on the countryside, whether it is in the backside of a certain town that maybe is not really productive. It doesn't matter, because you, whatever you are, however you see yourself, you will live in that area. Think about that for a moment. You know, we can look at life and we can say, isn't it interesting how even cities, no matter how much we hate racism, no matter how much we hate the separation of people in general, is it not true that you can go to every single solitary city on planet Earth and you will always see the rich and you will see the poor, and you'll see sometimes the white divided from the black, and you'll see the, you know, these thinkers over here divided from those thinkers. You'll even see different mixtures of groups of people. You know, you always have in certain cities what we call, here in Birmingham, Alabama, we call them, you know, South Side, or Five Points, you know, South, where you have every city holds a little tiny area that's really eclectic. It's very earthy. It has different people, how they think and how they live their lives. And, you know, they might have more of a Whole Foods around, or more of an organic way of living, or maybe, you know, they're not all into the fashion, the fame, the fortune, but they're into the earthy, tree-hugging, you know, vegetarian, vegan type of mentality. And then you have other areas where it's very maybe gothic, or you have other areas that's where it's just more, where maybe what we consider more of the ghetto, where they have more of certain, you know, people that tend to think the same and move the same, and you have crime in certain areas stronger than you would other areas, because it's just the way of life, which we hate it, but it's the way of life, because, you know, dealing with attraction, and I talk about law of attraction a lot, because dealing with attraction, people are going to track the way they think. They're going to attract how they see themselves, and what they feel they're pregnant with, they'll attract that very same thing to their lives. And people attract death to them every day. They attract sickness. They attract doubt. They attract danger to them all the time. Now, positive thinking doesn't guarantee you a magic potion trick. No. But it does guarantee you, like the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It does attract to you exactly what it is you're thinking. That's a universal kingdom rule of thumb. And so when you understand that, you have to look at the fact that I am a modern day Mary pregnant. So are you. So is everyone around you. And when people die and go to the grave, they never knowing the life that God has given them through the abundance, the Zoe kind of life. And so what we have to do today is we have to take a look at our lives to sort of get an eye to see and an ear to hear to know, why am I living where I'm living? Am I really surrounded by fascinating, creative people that use their brain, that are imaginative people, people who own their businesses, or people that really work hard on their jobs and they're dedicated to truth and they're wanting to be able to take care of themselves, look good, smell good, act good, to be able to really treat their property, their houses, their homes, things that they own, you know, good, treat their soul good, take care, be clean people, to where they hold their head up high, not in a prideful way, but they know that I'm valuable because God created me to be wonderfully and fearfully created. And so through all of that, I know that I can be able to give the best to life and to humanity, because I see myself pregnant with valuable Zoe. I see myself pregnant with valuable substance of treasure, because I know that's who I am and what I am. And so when you look at your life, you have to be able to understand, what situation are you, what environment have you surrounded yourself in? Because your pregnancy is going to determine, what you're going to birth forth when it deals with the aspect of your location, when it deals with the aspect of your spiritual way of thinking location, where it deals with even natural locations, where it deals with, you know, your friends, your family members, what you're surrounding yourself with. And once again, this is not about writing off everybody, casting aside everything and everyone who is not as good as you are, because that's contrary to the kingdom of God. Jesus hung around the tax collectors, you know, the prostitutes. He hung around those because he was a friend of sinners. But Jesus also knew that when he got around a group of people, his mentality was to raise them up to the level of the Christ conscious thinking. In other words, raise them up to think like he thinks, to cause them to lay hands upon the sick, feed the poor, take care of the widows, do the things of kingdom priestlyhood and kingdom lordship causes us to do. And so when you look at that, Jesus raised people up. He raised them up to start saying, you don't have to be a prostitute. You can restructure, rethink the way you think, and move on a higher wave, a higher frequency wave of a vibrational when you think. And that's just a scientific proof. Because like attracts like. And when you look at your life, you have to understand, what is it you're pregnant with? You know, I can look at people in life coaching and I can say, I know exactly what you're pregnant with, because I can, all I have to do is hear your conversation and tell me what's important to you in your life, what's you know, either maybe A, where you're working, or who's surrounding you, friends, family, foes, whatever, you know, how you treat your property, how you treat your car, your house, your home, how you treat yourself, how you treat your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions, you know, the things that you say back to yourself. Why? Because people prophesy to themselves all the time. When you cut yourself down, you're prophesying yourself. When you speak highly and you're giving yourself affirmations and declarations, not of some pride haughtful way, but always speaking life into your being. And you know how I tell people? This is what I tell people. You know how you prophesy to yourself? It's how you treat yourself. You know how I can tell you're prophesying yourself good things of the kingdom? Because you're concerned about wanting to lose weight. You're concerned about wanting to eat a little healthier. You are concerned about, you know, what goes into your body naturally and spiritually. You are consumed with making sure that you, as a kingly priest in the kingdom of God, is being nourished on all sides of your life. How can I tell when you're not taking care of yourself? When you're prophesying doom and gloom to yourself? Because I can watch the way you eat. That's prophesying to yourself. I can see how you don't take care of yourself, maybe because you're severely overweight. You're prophesying over yourself death. That's what you're doing. You're prophesying death. What does overweight bring to people? Does it ever bring or produce anything good? Does it ever produce anything that is praiseworthy? Does it ever produce anything of longevity of life? Does it produce anything of a good blood pressure? No. It only produces early deaths, high blood pressure. You know, diabetes. It produces things, heart disease. It produces things that are so horrible for you. And so whether it is word spoken, how you treat your body, how you're eating, who the friends you hang around with, guess what, folks? You're prophesying. Every single one of you prophesy every single day to people on the phone when you're exhorting them, or you're talking about gossiping about somebody. You're prophesying either death or life to people and to yourself every single solitary day. And so you have to remember, you are the Mary carrying the birth, carrying the Savior inside of your womb. And knowing that, that true pregnancy is what God wants you to focus on. That true seed of life, and that we can only produce longevity and quality and value and God's imagination and riches and anything that is of the spirit, soul, and body, that is what God originated for us to be. That is what you're pregnant with. But the sad thing about life is many of us don't see it that way. Many of us see ourselves with either pregnant with nothingness, are pregnant with an unworthiness, pregnant with, you know, I can never make this, I can never make it survive, or pregnant with the idea that if I can just make $10 an hour as opposed to $25 or $30 or $40 an hour, then you know what, I'll be okay. Whether it's A, because I deserve it, that's all I deserve, or B, that's just the way of life. I just want to just live, and I just want to have a job to where on the weekend I can just hang out with my friends and have a good time, and maybe have enough money for a drink or two with them, or just enough money to go out with, maybe to a restaurant with a friend of mine, and just enough to pay my bills. You know why? Because it's low self-esteem. It's how you're viewing yourself through a mindset that you've created your life to be, and you've created a mindset inside of you because you don't understand the true pregnancy that the Holy Spirit has overshadowed with you is so much more powerful than anything you're able to ask or think. But then you turn around and you see yourself pregnant with Rosemary's Baby, so to say. You know, remember the old movie Rosemary's Baby, you know, which was Satan, you know, it's like the, you know, she was impregnated with Satan, and yet we might laugh at that and say, wow, isn't that an extreme? But check out what I'm saying, because all the enemy produces is death, poverty, sickness, or, you know, disease, infirmity, negativity. You know, it's even proven that when you stress, when you worry, you're releasing bad toxins into your body. So guess what, folks? It's of the devil. So therefore, when you look at your life and you realize, you know what, I'm this, I'm that, you are literally putting yourself as Rosemary and not Mary. You're placing yourself as a Rosemary, pregnant with literally the seed of Satan, because that's what you're producing. That's what you want to give life to. And guess what you're doing? You're cultivating and taking care and catering to that seed for that devil child in you to grow. And guess what you'll produce? Exactly what you're thinking about, exactly what your behavior is prophesying to yourself and other people. You will produce that very thing. And yet in reality, even though you can constantly produce negative and bad seeds that are falling on bad ground, but yet you're producing so much negative things and so much evil things when it deals with fear and doubt and unbelief, and the whole time there's still a seed of life in you. There's still a seed of Jesus in you, the hope of glory, saying, if you only knew, if you only catered to this seed, if you only catered to the life inside of you, you'd be amazed the power of transformation that I can bring you up, raise you out of the valley, and set your feet upon a firm rock, cause you to fly like wings as an eagle, to cause you to have an amazing career, to be successful, to be an entrepreneur, to be an amazing dad, to be an amazing mom, to produce life in people all over the globe, to be able to have the car of your dreams. You know, and it's not about some money issue of some expensive car, but the desire of what is good for you to have. You know, the idea of feeling good about yourself, knowing that you're accepted in the beloved of the kingdom of God, knowing that you are loved by God and God made no mistake about you, of who you are and what you are, that God loves you with an everlasting love. And then guess what? When you feed into that seed of life, then you'll not only produce it, you'll start taking care of yourself more. You'll take care of those around you. You'll help widows walk across the streets. You'll help bring food to people that are hungry. You'll start losing weight. You'll start taking care of yourself, combing your hair, taking a shower. And you might say, well, that sounds really funny. That's nasty. Guess what, folks? I know of people. I've talked to people who took showers once or twice or a week. Why? Because it's not a big deal for them. But see, when you start understanding the value of who you are, and you understand the powerful position that that God has impregnated you, set you upon a firm rock, impregnated you with truth and life, and a quality of living that you've never in your entire existence ever experienced, then you will produce such an amazing quality, and those around you will see the light of Christ shining through you, and you'll shine like gold. You'll shine like the brilliant diamond that you've never ever fathomed that you'd ever think you have, and yet inside of your belly you have that brilliant, radiant diamond. You have the shining beacon of hope and light in you, because you understand, I've been feeding into the wrong baby. And guess what? Sometimes we produce our own Satan that we begin to birth forth in our lives of, why am I constantly losing my job? How can my family turn their back on me? Why is my attitude so rotten towards people? Why do I constantly get mad? Why am I constantly jealous? Or I don't like myself. I'm overweight. I'm ugly. Why do you do all of that? Why? Because you are so powerfully creative. You produce your own baby. You produce your own Satan. And you begin to produce your own seed. And the devil loves that, because guess what? He doesn't have to do anything to you. You are a co-creator in God, creating your own reality of negativity and everything that is so demonic, and you continue to produce and manifest and manifest. And God says, in the whole time, there's an amazing Christ seed in you that wants to give you such an amazing existence that you've never fathomed before. And the existence can include money, or it can include anything and everything, whatever it is in your life that needs to bring you joy and pleasure in the kingdom of God according to His will, for the unique ability of who and what you are. And guess what? It's not across the board the same for other people. What I'm pregnant with is my destiny, my purpose, the plan that God has for me. You're not pregnant with the same thing. We're pregnant by the same Holy Spirit, so to say. But yet God fashions the seed of life to look unique, like in a unique snowflake, and has impregnated each and every person on planet Earth with a beauty beyond anything they could ever think or imagine or even dreamed about. And yet that reality must be birthed forth only by that unique person. So folks, you are pregnant with something that the world will never see unless you choose today to see yourself as the carrier, see yourself as the handmaiden, see yourself as the woman of God. And you might say, well, I'm not a woman, I'm a man. Folks, listen to me. We're children of the Most High God. We're sons of the Most High God. And guess what? You, as a man or a woman, you are pregnant with something of the heavens that only you can have the eyes to see and birth it forth. And once it's birthed forth and you carry yourself with that type of level of integrity and you're giving away life constantly, you're giving away Jesus and everything from money to expressions to laughter to joy to serving to volunteering to whatever it is, then and only then can the world see what you are pregnant with, that's been hidden for so long in the unseen realm of the corridor of the soul of your heart. You know, when a seed is planted in the ground, you can't see that seed, but it takes time for the seed. Once it's watered, focused on, get the proper light and sunshine, then it comes out of the soil. It bursts forth out of the soil, and then everyone can see its beauty and watch its growth then. But nobody will see it until you see it for yourself of what is inside of you. And once you do, it begins to grow. And once you give birth to it, imagine the world can see the power of what Christ has done in you and through you and the value of the riches that has always been in you that now can come forth and flourish. So today, as you approach this Christmas season, I want you to remember these things. I want you to remember the life that is embedded in you and focus like yourself like Mary to know you are pregnant with one of the most valuable things the earth has longs to see. And on that note, remember the Bible says creation moans and groans. It travails. It waits for the manifestation, not of Jesus, not of Him returning. It doesn't say that. It waits for the manifestation of the sons of God, which means creation is moaning for you and for me to awaken to who we are in Him and give birth to the very thing that He has impregnated us with. And the more that we produce Christ in the earth, the more creation begins to be released from its curse, awakens to the truth of the reality of awakening to what God created originally for it to be. And guess what? When you position yourself and you birth forth what you're called to birth forth, all creation will see it and give God glory. Today I want to offer you a special collection. We'll call it a Christmas special. It's actually what we call the Jeremy Lopez Collection. It is a collection of 7 of my books. I actually have 19 books. My 20th book comes out, guess what, in 3 weeks. And so I'm thrilled. I'm putting a book out every 2 months because my plan is to not just evangelize, but my plan is to get out what's inside of me to the uttermost parts of the earth. Because you have life in you. And when you begin to understand that there's seed in you to write, there's seed in you to talk, there's seed in you to love, there's seed in you to bear forth children, there's seed in you to be successful, there's seed in you to own your own business, there's seed in you to be a volunteer down here at the shelters of the poor. There's seed in you, and when you begin to recognize that seed, the seed will drive you crazy, folks. The seed will drive you crazy to make sure you're constantly thinking about it and you're producing that gift and that seed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's what I do in my life, is I'm constantly speaking. I'm constantly writing because I want to be aligned with exactly what it is that seed is calling out for me to do. And so here's my gift to you guys and our listening audience today for Deep Coffin and Deep. I want to offer you 7 right now, 7 of my books that retail for $94. Listen to me, folks, because we're about to take this off here in a couple of days. $94 value of 7 of my books. I'll give you some of the titles. The Power of the Eternal Now. Wholeness, which is the mystery of healing in the Bible. The Supply that Dwells Within. Transformation from Old Paradigms to Creative Change. Awakening to Prosperity, which is setting yourself up to prosper. Get a vision for your life now. And one of my favorites, The Power of Mindsets. These retail for $94 as a bundle. But today, folks, I want to give them to you for 57% off. Listen to me. If you calculate on your calculator, $94 took 57% off, you're going to come up with $39.97. $39.97. That is $54.03 off the retail price. Please, today, take advantage of it. I'll tell you what I'll do. If you call into my office, and I'll tell you, many of you have been faithful. We had several of you call last week, in fact, numerous numerous amounts of people called last week and said, just heard Jeremy's broadcast. He told me I could have this for that price, and yet it was a course or a special or whatever, and it had already gone off. You couldn't even find it on the website. And they called in. We honored it because we told them, if you hear it on the broadcast, you give us a call, you got it. And so I want to do that for you guys today. And what I'd like to do is for this collection of my books, we'll send them to you for $39.97 in the mail, or you can get the whole course, as ebooks. That's what we do, is we'll send you all these seven as digital downloads, what I meant to say. And then once we do that, here's what I'll do as well. If you call my office, not only will I give you seven of my books for $39.97, which is off the $94 price, I will also include for you two more MP3s of my full complete teachings, okay? And they're brand new. I'm not even going to tell you what they are. So if you call my office and say, I want the Jeremy Lopez collection, that, you know, what he talked about on his broadcast as far as the seven books for $39 as opposed to $94, I want those. And he also said he would give us two free teachings, you know, MP3 teachings. So if you order these seven ebooks, for $39, folks, tell them you heard on the broadcast when you call into the office, which I'll give you the number in a minute. I will make sure they also include two, which is a $20 value, folks, another $20 value, two MP3 full teachings of two brand new teachings I did recently, and I want them to be a surprise to you because you will love them. But you have to tell them when you call. You have to call, you have to order them on the phone, and you have to say, please send me the two free MP3 teachings, $20 value, on top of the savings of the 57% off of the seven ebooks Jeremy offered. So when you do that, then I'll tell my staff, honor it, send them seven ebooks for $39, plus here's two more MP3 teachings to send them as downloads to their email as well, for $20 value, free. And we'll do that for you. How's that? Can't beat that, folks. Give us a call at the office at 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. And plus, folks, listen, if you want to use these seven books for yourself, do it. If not, you've got seven ebooks that you can actually send out to your friends. You can send them out to your friends. You can give them as presents, as far as send them through email and say, I just want to send you this ebook. And if you want them in book form, the price will be just a hair higher, but you're still going to get an amazing discount on it, and we'll send them out to you that way as well. How's that? You can't even beat that, folks. In fact, I think if you get them all in book form, what you're going to do is you're going to get still the same exact seven books. Of course, you know, the retail is going to be the same, but you're going to get them for $49. So if you get the seven books instead of $94, you can get them for $49. Or if you order the ebooks, seven ebooks for instead of $94, you'll get them for $39. So I want to bless you guys. Either you get them in book form or ebook form, I'll still send you the two MP3 teachings. All right, no additional charge at all. Call us at the office, 205-362-7133. Hey, look, God bless you guys. I'm so looking forward to talking to you again next week in the broadcast. Have an amazing week, amazing day, and keep on showing forth His glory in your life. God bless you.